This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's that time. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Kind of getting that sad feeling. We don't have that many of these left. How many Daily Mocks do we have until the draft?
Yeah.
We only have one full week until the one full week of shows before the draft, the Thursday night, a week from this Thursday. So it's coming. All right, let's go to Fox Sports for the latest NFL mock draft. Number one, Tennessee Titans quarterback Cam Ward. Number two, the Browns select Travis Hunter, corner/wide receiver out of Colorado. Number three, the New York Giants select edge Abdul Carter out of Penn State. Of course, the Eagles could trade up for that pick, but that's a separate story. Number four, the New England Patriots select offensive tackle out of LSU, Will Campbell. Number five, the Jaguars select defensive tackle, Mason Graham. And then we go down to the Eagles, and here we have ourselves a new name. We have ourselves a new position with the 32nd pick in the NFL draft, according to this Fox Sports mock draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Mason Taylor, tight end out of LSU, the son of Jason Taylor. Hugh, your reaction to the Eagles selecting a tight end at 32, Jason Taylor's son?
I mean, my first reaction is that you got your replacement for Dallas Goedert. Yep. That you've talked about him. Big dude, 6'5", 245 pounds. Like, runs good routes, man. Runs really good routes. Had over 1,000 yards last year, 6 TDs in career at his school's records. He was freshman all SEC. I like it. I like the pick.
When I watch highlights of Mason Taylor, he reminds me of a young Zach Ertz. He's very fluid. He's very good in and out of his routes. He catches the ball. He doesn't seem like the biggest guy in terms of blocking, but I'm sure he could put on weight and become a better blocker.
Yeah.
But I think he's a guy that could have some impact right away in the NFL. Mason Taylor, a tight end. See, as much as you guys drove me crazy with the wide receiver thing, at least this is a need.
This is a need, yeah.
Right, because I think we all assume Goddard's not going to be here. So that's an interesting one. Mason Taylor, tight end.
Yeah, that would be a good pick. Because then his auntie.
I knew.
Auntie coming to town. Hey, listen. I'm just saying. Auntie coming to town. At least eight games a season.
You had more of a pep in your step for this draft pick than I anticipated.
No, I'm just saying.
Me right away.
Auntie coming to town.
Is everyone seeing right through this?
That peanut butter skin.
Uh-huh.
Auntie come with that peanut butter.
Here we go.
I'm talking about a tight end.
I'm not being horny. I'm just saying. Listen, I am a man of the people. Lather Vaseline on me. When you said Jason Taylor's son.
You were thinking.
No, I wasn't thinking.
You were thinking Joy Taylor's nephew.
Everybody else was thinking that. Peanut butter coming to town. Peanut butter coming to Philly.
I'm not sure everyone thought that. Everyone's thinking it.
Most people thought that. Okay. Most guys. Shout out to all the fellas out there on a Friday. Most people thought that, though. Like, Joy Taylor's nephew coming to town? She'd be at town.
I don't know. That wasn't my first thought. Now you've brought us all there.
She'd be at the pre-game shows and everything.
You think you're going to have a little...
No. I'm just saying, not me.
I mean, you say hi.
Listen, dog. I ain't going to lie. I can't do nothing for her. You can't. Let's just keep it a bean.
What does that mean?
I just can't do nothing for her.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
All right. Now, let's bring it back to Mason Taylor, not just Joy Taylor's nephew. Mason Taylor. Okay? First with the Eagles. I can hear Roger Goodell. The Eagles like Joy Taylor's nephew. Mason, you relax.
Yep.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah.
I hear and, you hit the table.
I know, it's ridiculous. And Joy Taylor. Now you got me all messed up. Mason Taylor, LSU, Daniel Jeremiah, and Bucky Brooks, they talked about the idea of this draft pick, and that this was independent of this particular mock. They just talked about the idea of the Eagles having some interest here in Mason. Listen to what Daniel Jeremiah said about Mason Taylor and the Eagles. We will. We'll listen together.
The Philadelphia Eagles, by all accounts, trying to move Dallas Goedert.
Friday.
I know Howie happens. Always likes to go big if he can. Now, he's drafted some receivers in the first round. Last year, they took a corner in Quinyon Mitchell, you know, but preferred to go big guys. But when you're picking 32 and you're going to send your tight end potentially out the door in Dallas Goedert, I'm looking at that going, that makes a lot of sense for them, man. Mason Taylor to the Eagles.
I'm going to say this. I heard Howie recently on a podcast, and his insight is so great in terms of being on the front end of it. And I heard how we also talk about how they didn't handle the Super Bowl the right way in previous years. Like, they held on to guys for too long. They were a little nostalgic and sentimental. Mm-hmm. I think he has definitely moved past that. He's used it as a learning experience to move on from guys that are older because he wants to retain a younger core who has several prominent pieces that need to get paid. And the only way to do that is to move those guys out and to use the draft as a vehicle to upgrade the talent while keeping it at a team-friendly cost.
NFL.com, did you see their comparison for Mason Taylor?
What is that?
Dallas Goedert. What an ironic pick it would be.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. If they take the next Dallas Goedert. I think it's an interesting pick. I was against the wide receiver thing. I'm good. If they are moving off of Goddard, which I don't want them to, but if they're resigned to that, I'm good.
You
take
know,
them.
I just want to say this real quick, because, you know, since we're talking about the mock draft and everything, and we were talking about get Abdul Carter from Penn State. Now, I like to, every now and then, I'll reach out to some of my old defensive line brethren and ask them questions and ask them how they feel about certain people.
Did you ask about Abdul?
Yeah, I did. I asked a friend of mine about Abdul.
Give me the feedback.
And he said Courtney Brown number two.
Oh, that's not good.
Not at all.
That's a bust.
And
never mind. I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I mean, but he said, no, that's what he said. And he just left it like that, and I just said, damn, for real? And this is somebody I reached out to that has gotten back in the game and is watching a lot of film lately.
Courtney and LeVar came out at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, cool. And he had a nice little rookie. He had 69 tackles his rookie season, 4.5 sacks. Second season was cut short due to injury.
No, he did not turn out to be what they thought, though.
But to hear – now, I have to take this with a grain of salt, but – this is somebody that is highly respected, and they know a lot about football.
Well, if he doesn't land here, I hope he's right. And if he lands here, I hope he's dead wrong. Kyle, what do you think? Mason Taylor, some call him Jason Taylor's son. Some call him Joy Taylor's nephew.
Hey,
Auntie.
I call him the tight end at LSU that the Eagles could take at 32. What do we think?
The only thing I'm worried about is losing Hugh.
I know.
You ain't got to worry about that. I bring nothing
We're
to gonna the
We're going to need to put binoculars on you, or that blinders for the horses. Yeah. We got to do that at the pregame show if she shows up. Hugh, focus.
But as Hugh always says, defense is a luxury.
Oh, goodness.
I'm in on doubling down on the offensive thing, man. So if it's not going to be a third wide receiver, the golden guy, I'm in on getting one of the best tight ends in the draft, sure.
Well, and this feels like a huge need because the no one really believes Goddard's going to be back. It's just a matter of time. All right, Mason Taylor, a new name in our daily mocks here at 1 o'clock. All right, 215-592-9494. If you just hopped in, we're giving away a $100 gift card today to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance for your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Here's what we're looking for today. On a Tri-Day Friday, your Masters meal. The winner of the Masters from the previous year gets to pick the meal that everyone has before the event. Scotty Scheffler had himself a wonderful meal for everyone the other night. So what is your meal? You get to pick the Masters meal. We've got some good ones so far. I still like the Chinese buffet. There's something so simple about it. But we've gotten more complicated ones with some really good stuff. Your Masters meal.
Chinese buffet. That do sound pretty good.
It does. Best one we get today wins the gift card. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Bam's in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Bam. What's up?
Before I get my point on my food, I want to go on record, right? I want to tell y'all, I'm going on record. I'm Herb's long-lost son from the Northeast. Herb from the Northeast, I'm your long-lost son from Upper Darby.
Like, you're his child?
Yes, I'm his long-lost son.
You know what? I buy it. I mean, who am I to say this is not real? You buy it, Hugh?
No.
Why?
Well, Herb got around.
Yeah, I thought, but
I'm looking at a threesome.
But no, man, no, not Herb ain't your pops.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
You can't tell someone who their pop is. Their
well,
pop's their
I mean,
pop.
Okay, fine, you're right. I was out of pocket.
Yeah, you were out of line, Hugh. All right, Ben, what do you got for us on Abdul Carter? You all in?
I'm all in. You know, I'm all in. Like, you know how you play, you sit at a poker table and you push all your chips in? I'm all in like that.
We got Bam on our side, everybody. All the people that want Abdul, we got Bam. You don't have Bam on your side, Hugh. You lost Bam.
No, me and Bam took a picture together, though. We still cool, though.
At the buffet, right?
Yeah, we took the buffet.
Yep.
It was a good evening, too.
I'm sure. Did you get to bring food home, or they say no?
I kept it PC.
Did you bring the Tupperware?
I didn't. I didn't bring the Tupperware. But I was told that if I'd have brought the Tupperware, I would have been okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's crossing the line.
That would have definitely crossed.
And I got a Phillies point real quick.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking?
We need to leave Bone in St. Louis and go get a name. I don't know if he's still on the Lehigh Valley team, but the best outfit, best infielder ever from Upper Darby, Jimmy Haley.
So you want to, I think a lot of people would be good with leaving Bohm in St. Louis this weekend. I mean, if he has an O for the weekend, we might have to leave him there. Bam, what do you got for us? What's your meal at the Masters?
All right. I'm going to start with appetizers. We're going to start with Vietnamese egg rolls.
Okay.
Some blue eggs. And then we're going to move on to the main course.
What kind of eggs?
Is that the one that we got that was the exotic
that's the
foods?
Egg. No, the blue. Yeah, no.
Yeah, hell no.
Is that where you see the bird in there?
Yeah, you see the dead bird.
No.
Balut.
It's way too much.
But they said it's really good, though.
Is it good, Bam? You've had it?
I have it every weekend. It's protein. It's a lot of protein. It's caveman food. It's caveman food.
I mean,
are you okay?
Course, yeah, I'm all right. you ready for the main
yeah,
course?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Hugh, you know I love oxtails, right? You seen my girl.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go oxtail pho. And for dessert, it's going to, if you got Google Hugh and Joe, pull it out right now and look up C-H-E-T-H-A-I. That's the dessert.
We gonna wait go a minute, wait a minute. Spell that again.
C-H-E.
Space.
C-H-E.
What? Yep. T-H-A-I.
T-H-A-I.
All right, the Google's working. What's this, a drink?
Or
what is this? It's a fruit cocktail. Fruit cocktail, right?
Yep. Yes. It's a sweet soup.
Sweet
soup. We're going to go all
Vietnamese.
Looks
like it got milk in it.
Yeah, it got half and half milk.
Mm.
Oh, right. It could be a drink pudding form and even of the soup.
Yes.
What, definitely one of the more unique ones. Bam, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, that's cool.
Disgusting.
Now, this isn't my cup of tea.
No.
But that's okay. I mean, everyone has their own taste.
I mean, but he's bringing I like it because he's bringing an ethnic flavor.
I like that, too. Yeah. It gave us, this is some stuff I never heard of there. So, but those balut eggs were out on those.
Actually try, an interesting delicacy recently.
Yeah.
You ever hear of the century egg? We might have gotten that one, too.
It's like them old-ass eggs that are aged for, 100 years or something.
Literally?
Yeah.
No, it's preserved, so it's, it's cured in, alkaline, but, I don't know why they're called century eggs.
Because they're supposed to be old. They're, green, aren't they? Or something. They're, a darker color.
What'd you have? Over easy? Scrambled?
No. They're hard-boiled, kind of.
Yeah,
You can look them up. They're, dark brown, black-ish. They do not look good at all.
You got them at the store and you made them yourself, or is this a restaurant?
No, I got them at a restaurant.
Mm, sounds interesting.
I really liked it.
It's a preserved. That's why they call them century eggs, because they're preserved and cured in an alkaline mixture. Millennium eggs or pine flower eggs.
Pine flower eggs. All right, let's go to, is this our caller responding to Ron calling him out?
Uh-oh.
I believe Joe in the Northeast was the one Ron was talking about.
We just talked about not having beef.
Yeah, but it's a Friday. Beef goes on Friday.
Didn't name names, but
go ahead, Joe.
Joe's revealing himself.
Joe, what do you got?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, I think this fellow was referring to me.
Mm-hmm.
See, Robin Roberts. First of all, I didn't start following sports until about 1960, and Robin Roberts started pitching in 1948. My thing about him and Aaron Nola was Robin Roberts didn't walk people, all right? Just like Nola. He's around the plate, And that's why you're going to give up more home runs. You know, I'm not going to compare him. Robin Roberts pitched over 500 games for the Phillies and completed like 250 or so on there. So, I mean, there's no comparison of who's the better pitcher or what the pitchers in the olden days, how they pitched longer and they didn't baby them and all. But
well, to your before you go on, Joe, to your point, and I also think part of this is innings. If you the more innings you pitch, you're just going to give up more home runs. Like if you look at the leaderboard in the history of baseball, the most home runs, there's some good pitchers on there because they pitched 3,000, 4,000 innings. It's just going to happen. Robin Roberts in his career gave up one home run per nine innings pitched. Aaron Nola has given up 1.1 home runs per nine innings pitched. That is a similar thing about their game. I didn't think you meant it as he's as good as Robin Roberts.
You have to watch Aaron. I mean, the last couple of years, he's given up 30 home runs in both years. You have to watch him. But you hear people say, and some of the hosts on the show have said, maybe Nola's a forced starter. Let's see Sanchez and Lizardo pitch a little more. You know, let's see them go a half a season. They do look good. I mean, I saw Lizardo against the Phillies. He's given quality starts. Mm-hmm. And can I say something about Randy Wolf?
Yeah, sure.
I went when Bella was the manager and Wade was the general manager, my daughter and I went to Florida for a three-game series. Bella was the manager. Tommy was our first baseman, okay? So before the game two, this young punk is in the stands, and Randy Wolf and Punto are on the field. So this
Nick Punto, the infielder.
Yeah. So he's this kid says to Wolf, "Hey Wolf, you suck, Wolf, you suck." Right. So this guard knew him, so he went over to the kid, and he didn't throw him out. He told him. Randy Wolf and Punto were so upset about this kid. They were going back at him for him saying that. And I said to my daughter, this was before game two. Wolf was going to pitch game three. I said, Donna, I said, he's not going to win game three. I said, if this bothers him with this kid yelling at him, he ain't winning. And you know what? They lost all three games of that series.
Ooh, that's not good.
Right? And he's nowhere near Aaron Nola. You know what you get from him, mm-hmm. Okay? There. And in reference to this lineup, too, if those 7, 8, 9 hitters can't produce as well as the 1, 2, and 3, there's no doubt Schwarber should be batting fourth behind Harper. Because and with Turner leading off, And Harper batting too.
He'll have guys on base, yeah.
Turner's going to have cement shoes on. He's not going to run with Harper batting behind them. He's going to leave the hole open.
Well, Harper bats behind him anyway, but Harper bats behind him no matter what. It's 1, 2, 2, 3, yeah.
He shouldn't.
Well, who's going to bat behind him?
Stott. Here's what. I'll take a .265 batting average from Stott. And have a productive out with him behind them and give Turner a chance to steal the
base.
Yeah,
I get it. They are lefty heavy, though. And some people want to.
Joe,
it's lefty heavy, though.
Part-time play. Well, look, listen, they're just saying about Harper and Schwarber batting back to back lefties, and they'll bring their lefties in at the
They will.
End. Yeah. Well, then maybe these guys, are they part-time players?
You make them worse. I mean, they're better against right. Joe, I get it. And Stott's, I think Stott's off to a good start this year. The issue is March has been horrendous. We've spent so much time on Bohm the last week or so, Hugh. Brandon Marsh has been atrocious.
Yeah, and he's been under the radar.
I don't even know when his last hit was.
It's been a while.
I don't know if it's in the month of April. I don't think he got a hit since the National Series.
He's garbage.
He has stunk. Mark in Woodbury Heights, what's up,
garbage
Mark?
Is so funny to me.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Let's cut to the chase here about the Phillies, okay? Brandon Marsh is not the answer. Rojas is not the answer. I don't want to hear it early. You gave up one run last night in 10 innings, and you lost the game, right? Mm-hmm. The pitching's not the problem. It's the same story, different day. They didn't get a hit from, what, the fourth inning on last night? Is that accurate?
Well, I know at one point they hadn't had one in real time from, like, 8 o'clock until, like, 12:30 a.m.
Right. It, like, a whole day went by before they got a hit. Yeah. So here's the bottom line. And we've seen this over and over again, so I don't want to hear it's too early. Stop it. I don't want to hear it. This team offensively is inept. Get Crawford up here now. Put him in center field. He leads off. Turner bats second. Harper bats third. Schwarber bats fourth. I don't want to hear it's left-handed heavy. They are your two best hitters. They play against lefties anyway. Just put them back to back. You can't operate in fear and say, well, I don't want to have Harper and Schwarber batting back to back because someone's going to bring in a lefty and wipe them out. You can't think that way. I mean, Rob Thompson is part of the problem here. Too analytical. Analysis. What are you saying, Joe? Paralysis by analysis?
Yeah, that happens, yep.
And we're going through this over and over and over again. Bring him up. Bring up Miller.
A lot of
pain. Put Bohm on the bench, or Turner becomes the DH, or left field. I don't figure it out, man.
Well, I'm with you on that. They need to figure this out. Mark, appreciate it. I don't think we're far off from the Crawford idea
and
being real.
And
if Crawford keeps hitting.
Mark, I let you rant.
He said, hey, guys.
No, but I let him rant. No, yeah, I got him. Yeah. I was about to get. Joe thought I was in my feelings. No, I was about to say, Mark, I respect your rant, but it's still too early because he's like, I don't want to hear it.
Enough.
You got to hear it, Mark. It's a little early, dog.
All right,
it's a little bit.
And I know people don't like
the Mark is strong.
Yeah, Mark's a great call.
I let him rant, but it's a little early.
My favorite Mark call was it was the first game. After the first game.
Enough is enough.
And he goes, enough.
It's enough. No, I mean, I get it. Mark, I get it. I mean, this is where we are as baseball.
But Mark and I used to battle on Wentz until I just won that one.
Yeah, you knocked him out.
It was a battle of attrition.
Did he fall into your bear trap like Ron?
I'm not being sensitive
but him
today.
No, you're okay today.
I'm okay.
Mark and I were in lockstep with Embiid, though. We had a lot of Embiid nights where we just crushed that guy.
Wait till you people in some of the comments.
As you're singing, listen.
I sleep good at night, man. That one hurt me yesterday.
Which one hurt you?
I forgot which one hurt me the other day. When they said I was instigating a rabble rouser.
Yes, you did not like that.
You're a complete rabble rouser.
Like, it's only a few times my feelings been hurt.
I'm sitting here, I have no opinions, nothing to say, and you're rabble rouser.
The commitment thing kind of shook.
Because I think people started contacting you. Then we struck a nerve. Just put it that way. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll finish your phone calls here coming up. All right. We got to get our winner. Best answer we get. You still have time to hop in for your Masters dinner. If you were at the Masters, you won last year. You get to pick the meal this year. What is your Masters dinner? Best answer we get, $100 gift card to Sunoco. We'll check in with you people. Yes, you people at 145. The best of the YouTube chat comments. Still time to get featured there. But first, before we do all that, it has been an outrageous 24 hours of talk radio, both here at WIP and nationally. We'll get to that next. You got to hear the stuff that's going on in the air lately. I mean, it makes this show, makes Hugh seem tame, what's going on out there. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends. I'm guessing over at, once in a while you misplace your paper. And you know what? We're going to talk about them coming up in a second.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I ain't fooling with this one. Why, Kyle over there laughing? No, I ain't about to fool with
trying
this
to get one. You to hit the high notes, man.
No.
Now that you hit this during karaoke, it's different. Couple drinks, sing this one.
No, I'm not going to hit this one. But I remember this video when I used to work at, what, Champs?
Mm-hmm.
This used to be playing on the video.
Oh, you worked at Champs in the mall?
I worked at the mall.
Yeah, a lot of people worked in the mall.
Yeah.
You been in a mall lately?
It's like a ghost town.
It is. It's weird.
You know what's funny,
it feels eerie being in there.
There's only a few malls in this area that are doing well, like the Christiana Mall. A lot of people go there because a lot of the anchor stores
King
or whatever.
King of Prussia still does well.
Yeah, King of Prussia.
Yeah.
But outside of that, Deptford Mall, maybe?
I haven't been there in a long time. I'm more near...
Most people shop online.
Yeah.
I know. I shop online.
Well, most people do that. But yeah. So some of them near where I am, up in Bucks County, they're turning a lot of them into apartments. Like they're taking the
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like it's still the mall, but then like next to it is apartments. Like they take it some of the buildings.
Yeah, the parking, you know, I'm leery about that parking because I had a couple cars still, and I want to park my car outside.
Yeah, I didn't say you have to live in the apartment.
No, but I'm just saying that's the first thing that I think about. I don't have a garage. They're going to steal my car.
You're scarred from the past. All right, speaking of scarred from the past, we might all be scarred after these. Yesterday was a wild 24 hours in sports talk radio. Now, I don't even mean just here. I mean here, I don't know what was going on in the morning show. They can't find fried chicken. They think fried chicken is exotic.
It's unbelievable.
You can find fried chicken anywhere. I mean,
I worry
all depends
that
on where you go. They ain't gonna give you eight thighs, though.
You still bitter about this?
A little bit. They give you four thighs and four legs.
Sounds like you got burnt.
Yeah.
Dad ate. She was nice about it, though.
I do worry that the morning show is becoming like too sheltered. Like they live in a cave now.
Yeah.
They get up at like 3 in the morning to do the show, and then they'll probably go to sleep early. Like, fried chicken's still around, guys.
I know.
That's hard to do, though. I've lived that life.
Man,
that life ain't
everywhere.
No joke.
It's really not hard to find fried chicken. I mean, you could go to gas stations.
Well, it's hard to find good fried chicken up here.
But they didn't know where you find just fried chicken.
And by the way, while we're in the business of talking about the morning show and some of their craziness, did you see their poll this morning?
Well, they had a few.
It's the most memorable
breakup
split.
The
13 colonies? Memorable?
Didn't I remember?
300 years ago.
Are you saying no one listening was around for the split of the 13 colonies from Britain?
I mean, if you want to say like notable.
That is notable. Yes, it's one of
It's not memorable. Nobody remembers it.
Well, no one alive could possibly remember it.
And then the other one was the splitting of the atom.
Again,
that
a while
was
ago.
A 100 years ago.
The Berlin Wall win?
Berlin Wall is, I mean, it should have, because that's the most, by definition, memorable.
Yeah, that one, that had my vote. All right, you know,
the Fat Boys, when they broke up, the Fat Boys broke up.
Throw that in. What do you think's more memorable, Fat Boys or the 13 Colonies?
All depends. But I would go with the Fat Boys.
Where were you when the 13 Colonies?
Yeah, I remember when I was at. I was like, the Fat Boys broke up.
All right. None of that actually is what we're talking about, because yesterday was a wild 24 hours in sports talk radio. Let's listen to this. Paul Feinbaum show. He's a character, but this wasn't really him. It was more about one of his callers. Let's listen to this.
A slammer is up next.
I lost about 40 pounds, and I was doing real good.
Slammer is
and
next.
I just got into a deal where I just started going and eating.
Slammer is next.
My legs, cereal, okay. And it just caught up with me again.
Yeah. Okay,
so Slammer, are you there?
What color is your bowel movement?
Normal.
What's normal?
Brown.
Okay.
Oh. I think we've unfortunately tuned into a colonoscopy live on the air there. We'll take a short break here.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
You know, there are times to call the radio station, and we welcome everyone's call. That's what we do here. It's a two-way show, but maybe don't call during the colonoscopy.
Well, my thing is this. I did the Cologuard, right?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't, you know, the whole procedure for the colonoscopy.
Are you about to describe your colonoscopy?
No.
Cologuard has a funny commercial. You ever see the Cologuard commercials? They're singing in those.
You know what's funny? I described it to Joe and what I had to do.
Well, I actually felt bad for the mailman or male person that had to take care of that
because, bro,
stuff.
That heel is going since we
stayed here.
At a certain age, the age that I am, you either have to go do the camera, or you could do the Cologuard because they do the precursors.
Yeah,
the procedure that they told me, because I always assumed that when you have the colonoscopy, mm-hmm. you're asleep. Because listen, I told them I wanted to
not
be sleep.
Sleep.
Well, I told them I wanted to be sleep because the invasive procedure for all the fellas out there that did that
and slather Vaseline on me,
not really something that I'm looking forward to. Like, and I told him, I was like, is there anything else that I could do besides what you're asking me to do? Because I just, you know, laying on my side and just waiting for somebody to be, mm-hmm. you know, looking at a screen
up
telling
there.
Me, yeah, what's going on? don't want to do that. Didn't want to do that. So I went the route where I guess the best way to describe it is going manual.
Yep.
If you will.
Oh, goodness.
I went manual.
I can't believe we ended up describing your
colonoscopy. No, I'm just saying. I'm doing it in a way where.
Well, the
you
only
know,
way you can.
Yeah.
I
went manual. And then
you had to mail that stuff in, right?
I had
right?
to mail that sucker off, but it was just weird, right? The weirdest part for me was walking around with the box. You know what I mean? And I was
it was your buddy?
no, Kyle. I was like, because, you know, I got the steps, right?
Oh, no. I forgot this part of the story.
I'm bounding down the steps, and I dropped the box. And I'm like, wow, somebody about to get a surprise when they open this box.
Poor person.
But, yeah, but that's a lot. That is a lot to do while you're on the phone. Because I'm thinking like this. If I'd have had to do it that way, I'm looking at the screen with the lady or the man or whoever's doing it. I'm looking at, because I need to know what's going on inside of me.
Now let's go into that call. Do you think that person called and then had a long wait at the doctor, forgot they even called, and then the nurse came in and they got, oh no? Or do you think they called knowing they're going to be on the table doing the colonoscopy as Paul Feinbaum puts them on the air?
He had something he had in my mind.
What was his name, Skip or something?
He had something he had to say, and it couldn't wait. And he told the nurse, I'm on the phone with Paul, but we need to get this procedure going. I'm assuming he was somewhere down south. That sounds like a southern.
Wasn't there a commercial about this where the box was talking. It was a talking.
Yeah, that's the Cologuard.
Yeah, Cologuard. Yeah, they make funny commercials actually. Yeah. They look kind of catchy.
Yeah, Cologuard. The Cologuard
poop box.
The poop. Yeah, it was basically that's what it was.
You dropped it.
But I dropped the box. But let me since you came back to this.
Now this is before you go on. It is important for people at a certain age
you gotta,
to do this.
It's more of a
PSA than anything else.
Yeah, you have to, man, because the one thing you don't like if you catch say if you have rectal cancer, whatever. It's better to catch it early. It really, really is. And I kind of was on the fence about it, but I had to get it done. Because the whole thing about the camera thing, man, I was like, dog, listen. Because I just, it's evasive. And my cousin was like, my older cousin, Pete, he was like, I am at that age now, Hugh. When they do the exam, I just want to make sure everything is okay. Yeah. I'm not there yet. I still have this thing that's called pride that kind of gets you in a lot of trouble a lot of times.
Yeah, for you.
So I wasn't going to let nobody stick no camera on my
I can't
butt,
believe
man.
You dropped the box,
it.
Man.
I know.
I dropped the box.
It's a disaster.
I'm telling you, the person who opened that box quit immediately. I'm out.
But that ain't even the worst part about it. Because you got the...
Oh, no.
You got the... Ew. That's right. But you got... There are some steps you got to follow.
Yeah, you
got to
go in the cup.
Because you got to have you got to have the piece... Oh, and then you got to have the control piece.
All right, now I
dropped the box.
Now that we've gone too far here.
But I was good. They told me I was good, though. I was good.
Good. You're healthy?
I'm healthy. I'm good.
So you get to, what do you do this a year?
I got to do it. It's like, what, every 5 years, I think?
Oh, you're good for a while.
Yeah. Did you drop this thing on like a carpet or something?
No, it's in the box.
I mean, it was braced, but now it's...
You got to move out of that. You got to get a new place. The box
was braced, and it was boxed up, but it was just like... Somebody's going to open it thinking that it was at the bottom.
Did you drop it or is this when you fell, pop up?
No, I dropped it.
Okay. Can we now that we've gone this far with a radio that may be over the line.
Here.
Can we hear what happened last night? We might start calling this the explicit snack of the night. Let's what the heck was going on this radio station?
So I want to see if you guys can, based on John's description,
okay,
if you can guess what his snack was.
Okay, let's hear it.
Once you get past the skin, it's like it's a white... And then it turns into a pinkish purple red combination with tiny, tiny seeds. It's very veiny looking. I don't know. It's not pleasant to the eyes. The smell when you cut it open, it's okay. Nothing special. I was about to eat like half of it here and I'm scared. So I'm gonna cut it into quarters. Alright, so I have a little wedge. Ugh.
Yard over there?
Duh. So it okay.
Looks like he's gonna fall out of his seat.
It's weird. So the seeds you bite, you can taste them, but it's not so much. There's texture to the seeds. The inside of the is a little gooey. It tastes like a wild bush.
Explicit.
That was wild.
Damn it! I shouldn't have said that. This. Yeah, I know. No. People like these. People enjoy. Who are these people? I would like to meet them. The aftertaste is not good either.
Oh, goodness.
It's not as bad as the Pepino melon.
I need that as a drop when we're angry about a player. Well, it's not as bad as a Pepino melon, but this thing stinks. Hugh, do you have any idea what he was eating? Because I'm lost.
I mean, I'm...
any guesses?
Very veiny looking.
Not no mature guesses.
It tastes like a wild bush.
Not munching
on a bush every night.
That was his first time?
First time what?
Use your imagination, Joe.
What was it? What was he eating? What was this exotic? It was exotic fruit week, right? That's what this is?
What is it?
It's good.
You ain't gonna tell me?
It was a fig.
A fig?
Oh. That didn't sound like a fig.
No. Maybe he's having a different fig than I'm having. I don't know what that is.
Fig's eating.
Very veiny looking.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't know where John's getting his figs. All right, whatever. There it is. John Johnson describing a fig explicitly.
It tastes like a wild bush.
This guy's out of control. He's out of control on the overnight show. All right, 215-592-9400. Back to the phones. We got to get a winner here, and then we will check in with you people. All right, let's go to Heavy in Huntington Valley. Heavy wants to talk about the Philly stuff. What's up, Heavy?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Heavy, what's going on?
I'm just I'm really frustrated when I hear people say, bring up this guy, bring up that guy. Because you know what? The Phillies farm system has been one of the worst farm systems of the last 20-plus years. To think that somebody's going to get brought up here and have some kind of automatic impact, is it's just ridiculous. And I do think that they need to get new pieces. They need to get an offensive piece. They need to get a bullpen piece. They got to trade somebody. And they should just get rid of some of these prospects, because even if they bring them up now, they're not going to help us win. Because they're either not good enough or they're not ready. We want to win this year. I don't understand what people think when they say, oh, we're going to bring up this guy. Like, the Phillies farm system has been terrible for years.
Well, it hasn't been great. I mean, it certainly has. So, Heavy, here's my thing on it. I think pitchers could help a little more than hitters. Because, if Painter comes up here and he's healthy, I think he could get big league hitters out. I don't care if he's 22 or 28. Hitters, it usually takes more time, right? They got to find themselves. They got to find – like, I don't anticipate Justin Crawford coming up and hitting – 300 in the big leagues. I do think Painter, if he comes up here later this season, Heavy, could actually help them win a World Series.
Well, I just think that you can trade these guys now, or you can and get somebody who's going to actually help you win a World Series this year, or you can hold on to them, and maybe there's a 50-50 chance they turn out to be a decent player. Because when the last time the Phillies drafted somebody that was in the top 25. In MVP voting, in offensive player, it was Ryan Howard.
Yeah, I was going to say, it had to be 25 years ago. Yeah, it's a long time ago. And it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. I mean, maybe Aiden Miller, but that's years away. Heavy, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's grab Bill in Newcastle. Bill, what's up?
How you doing today? Great show, guys.
Thank you, Bill. What's up today?
Yeah, I have to go with you on the Eagles. And the one reason I do want to go with him is because Carter would be a great player. He would probably be a Hall of Famer with us. But with the Giants coaching staff, he's going to be, a good player. Not going to be exceptional. Because I think in the draft, Howie, there's a lot of communication with the Eagles front office. And I think with Vic Fangio, because two years ago, we were ready to get Josh Sweat out of here. He was worthless. Mm-hmm. Then all Fangio comes in, and all of a sudden he gets this big contract. And I think Vic can mold anybody into a good piece of defense.
Yeah,
just
playing.
Like offensive Becton came in last year, and Statlin just turned him into a resurgence.
So, Bill, while I agree with you, I think it works both ways, where he could take an average player or a decent one and make him good, but he also could take really good and make it special. Jalen Carter wasn't special until Vic got here. Khalil Mack was good, and he was better when he was with Fangio in Chicago.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Alden Smith was good and then got special when he was with Fangio and Patrick Willis. So I think it works both ways. Yeah, he could take a 6 and make him an 8, but if he has an 8, he can make him a 10.
Yeah, that's true. I have to agree with you there. But I still don't want to sell the store in order to get one player, so... I just think they can get decent draft picks and players that can contribute.
Well, they can.
And they
probably will do it your way. All right, Bill, what's your meal? What do you want to have at the Masters?
Okay, I want a meal that guys are going to say, I want this guy to win the Masters 3 or 4 years in a row. I got stuffed mushrooms with sun-dried tomatoes as an appetizer. Also, bacon-wrapped scallops with a drizzle of maple syrup on them.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
A medium-rare porterhouse with a red wine sauce on top of it. With finger-length potatoes.
Ooh.
With sharp cheddar cheese, sour cream, and chives on top of it, along with roasted asparagus with Parmesan cheese. And then at the end, a banana creme brulee where the server has to come out and light it on fire to burn the alcohol.
Oh, we got the ambiance too. We got the whole thing there, Bill. I like that. Yeah. That's a good meal. All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Bill's in the mix. All right, we'll name a winner here. But first, Kyle, maybe we should check in with you people. What's going on with them today?
So, quick congratulations to Hugh Douglas, who apparently is looking svelte today.
Svelte.
Shredding season.
Oh, no, I got that. Hey, I got my elliptical, man. Hey.
Okay. Shred in season. Yeah.
Congrats, Hugh. And apologies to everybody else for ruining figs for them forever.
I can't eat a fig ever again.
It was an outrageous segment of radio by John Johnson last gross. Night.
Guilty!
John Johnson.
Very veiny looking.
That one right there?
Yeah, it was.
That hit, yeah.
Tough, man. Not appreciating the comments about my hairline. I have a big head.
Wow, okay? They're killing your hairline?
And somebody's, I mean, something's got to fit this enormous brain of mine.
Oh, there it is. That's a good spin. That's good spin.
All right, now the rest of these comments are not about to be very nice. Mm-hmm. Somebody commented that we got a sensitive Hugh appearance very early today with his Daily Douglas.
Oh, wow. No, you opened the show with sensitive Hugh. Yeah.
That was, I was not, it was a lot going on.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't for me per se. It was just that, you know, there was a lot of Twitter beef going on yesterday. And it wasn't being sensitive. It's just like, dude. Y'all ain't about that action. Most folks ain't about that action, for real.
No, they swear they are.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
No one believes them. I mean, that's
no,
fine.
Nobody. You talking trash over a keyboard. You keyboard gangster. Like, seriously? You keyboard gangster.
All right. Somebody on the Abdul Carter subject says Joe will grow hair before the Eagles get Abdul Carter. In this draft.
If the Eagles trade up for Abdul Carter, I'll let my hair grow in and have the bald spot in the back.
You got the bald spot, but at least it'll grow, though. You can cover it up, though.
Oh, I can grow hair. It's just
you can cover it up.
It depends. I don't know what I would do with the hair.
Okay.
I didn't like the bald spot. I can grow hair.
Now,
I'm
not
going
to say any names,
even it out.
But you've seen some folks around here that have bald spots that are pretending like they don't.
They didn't want to come on home. I came home.
Could you do that, though? Could you pull off what they pull off?
Oh, like to try to comb it over or something? I guess.
I got one person in mind, and I think me and you on the same page.
Listen, if the Eagles trade up for Abdul Carter, I won't shave my head for the whole season. Okay. I'll just let the hair grow out. I mean, I might get a haircut in the back or whatever. But
you got to line it up, though. You got to line that thing up.
We'll try make these YouTube watchers suffer.
Well, I'm kind of shiny this way, so maybe I'm making them suffer this way.
Yep. Speaking of, Mike wonders if you got your head freshly waxed recently. You don't wax your head, do you?
No, I don't wax it. Just shave it. Not last night, the night before. It's an every other night thing.
All right. Last couple things here, because we got the appearance of Hugh Caldwell on the show today.
Got a thing for you when I can't let go.
Are they killing me for that?
Yeah.
he said, they're killing
they
you.
They are.
So a couple of the comments that I liked about that one. Hugh sings like a broke man trying to hustle a dollar.
That sounds eerily correct. That sounds like I mean, I can't.
Got a thing for you. I can't
you on the streets busking.
I can't be mad.
If I ever see you on the street hustling, I'll throw a dollar in.
Karaoke. I can't wait to go karaoke night. I already know what song I'm singing.
All right, we're doing a midday show night of karaoke.
Good. Last one's not so nice. If Joe's face was a voice, that's what you sounds like.
Wow.
That hurt. That hurt.
Got a thing for you.
It's creative.
Which is good news for you, Joe. I didn't think that was that bad.
That one wasn't that bad, but it's mean-spirited. It's meant to be
mean. No, I mean,
Hugh's
voice.
Yeah.
You know what I like
but
about you people?
But it was meant
people?
In a mean yes. way.
You know what I like about you people, though? At least they're being creative with their disses. Like they're being creative with their mean and hurtful things that they're saying. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. It's like with all due respect.
Because it kind of is. Instead of just talking about what you would do to somebody if you see them, like that's something totally different. Because we all know, come on, dog. We all know you ain't about to do half of what you say you're about to do.
Don't
to somebody.
Lie to everybody.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to do none of that.
We do need to have a winner here for our prize today. $100 gift card from Sunoco. Get the highest level performance for your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, I actually think this might have been our best answers of any try day we've had. Like everyone gave even if I didn't love the food they gave, like they tried.
They got creative. I mean, it was creative. Like we were on Food Network for a while.
And very you can tell some people have some expensive taste. They like the good stuff, which is good for them. Everyone likes good food.
The funny thing about us, though, is I feel like the one that we're going to go after was the least descriptive of all of them.
I know.
At least my favorite.
Because
John in Allentown?
Yeah, the Chinese buffet was
Because
was just
it leads you to the imagination. Because you don't know what's at the buffet.
Could be anything.
It could be anything.
Well, that's what makes the Chinese buffet so good. You don't know. And I do
you
think
know what they're having that day.
If you're going to have the Masters chefs make the Chinese buffet, it's probably going to be pretty darn good. But yeah. It's still a Chinese buffet. I'm in. All right, John in Allentown, you are the winner today of your $100 gift card to Sunoco. John was the one that called us mid-run, right? He was running 10 miles or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's the multitasking. No joke, yeah. He was good. All right, Phillies at Cardinals this week. It started tonight. Aaron Nola on the mound for the Phillies. Do we bounce back and get a series victory over the Cardinals?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think this Cardinals team is secretly bad. I think the Phillies are going to win 2 out of 3.
And Alec Baum is going to have a good game.
Their ass in disguise.
What's that?
The Cardinals.
They're ass in disguise.
I don't know where my mind is.
Hugh, how many hits for Alec Baum this weekend? We need a number.
Get your mind out of the Cola Guard box.
Out of the...
three games, how many
out
hits
of three
for
three games, I give me four hits.
Four hits.
Three games. Start off slow.
Compared to the last two weeks, that's a breakout.
Four hits.
Four hits this weekend. Well, I'll be excited on Monday.
Hopefully, there's not four hits in one game.
I'll take it. I'll take anything right now. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.